News organizations in China are nominally state-owned and banned from directly using foreign media in their reports, but technologies that transcend national borders, such as satellite television and the Internet, are putting unprecedented pressure on China to reform its news business. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
In recent weeks, Chinese authorities have been prosecuting one of the toughest crackdowns since the government banned the reception of foreign satellite programming in 1993. Authorities have threatened confiscation of illegal viewers' equipment, while unlicensed installers of satellite dishes may be jailed. By unofficial estimates, over 1 million Chinese directly receive satellite broadcasts, the majority of them illegally. That theme tune for Phoenix Satellite Television is what Chinese audiences tuned into on September 11th, dismayed by the lack of coverage on China Central Television. Phoenix, which is partially owned by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, carried 35 hours of live coverage from New York using feeds from Fox TV. Yu Guoming, director of the Public Opinion Research Center at People's University, says Phoenix's coverage dealt a heavy blow to CCTV's authority, and probably to its advertising revenues as well.
Phoenix's standout performance in reporting September the 11th caused CCTV to lose a lot of its prestige in the eyes of many Chinese citizens, while Phoenix scored a lot of points. In many viewers' minds, Phoenix has become the natural choice to watch.
Despite the official ban on receiving foreign programming, some 45 million mainland Chinese households watch Phoenix, mostly through cable systems. Around 40 foreign satellites currently beam scores of channels into China, from CNN and HBO to India's Sahara TV.
Manzile aur bhi hai. Aaj raat 9 baje Bharat mein aur sham 7:30 baje UAE mein, sirf Sahara TV par.
Realizing the difficulty of totally banning foreign broadcasts, the government has begun limited reforms. In southern Guangdong province, the government since October has allowed cable TV operators to carry an AOL Time Warner Chinese language channel, as well as Phoenix. Phoenix attracts viewers with a mix of Taiwanese game shows, soap operas, and news that largely toes the Communist Party line on events in China. While visiting Beijing last month, James Murdoch, Rupert's son and the head of News Corp's Asian satellite TV business, sidestepped questions of whether his channels had to censor themselves in order to operate in China.
Look, it's incumbent on us as broadcasters in any market we're in to be sensitive to both the cultural sensitivities in a market as well as regulatory sensitivities and all those things.
In past, the official New China News Agency monopolized the flow of foreign news into China. Now, Chinese journalists routinely end-run the agency by translating foreign news directly off the Internet. Yu Guoming says the Internet's influence in China has been amplified by its impact on traditional media.
The people who use the Internet most are often people in the news business, reporters and opinion makers. They make their judgments based on information on the Internet, and their reliance on it is increasing. The Internet's influence on their work standards and content selection is becoming internalized and deeply rooted.
Huang Xu, the editor of a Beijing-based newsletter catering to satellite TV hobbyists, predicts that the government will liberalize its media policies in the coming years.
The state's crackdown is not like the Taliban blowing up Buddhist statues or forbidding people from watching television. It's purely management of an industry, not like some radical controls imposed by a religious state. I believe that in a few years, ordinary people will be allowed to set up their own satellite TV dishes and receive programming. I think this is feasible.
For now, Internet and satellite TV users are far from reaching the critical mass required to put the party's media and propaganda machine out of business. In the meantime, the government is trying to commercialize its media in hopes that it can compete with foreign news outlets for the attention of China's increasingly sophisticated consumers of content. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.